News Radio WTAM 1100. Well, the man who knows just about everything pro and college football, Phil Savage, joining us right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brad. I hope you're doing well. It sounds like old man winter.
I was
coming in for the new year.
Yeah, you're a little warmer than that right now. Jensen Lewis alongside. Phil, got to just touch on the Browns real quick. Really, last Sunday was about their best chance to win of these last two games, and now it looks like it's probably going to be 16-0 because the Steelers are going to be fighting for that last game because it means a lot to them. You know, you sat in the chair. You were a general manager. What is going through the new GM's mind right now?
Well, like we discussed last week, this is really an opportunity for John Dorsey to get a head start. He gets a chance to assess the players on the team. He gets a chance to see what kind of mentality that they've brought to the table as they slog through, especially the last part of the season. And then, most importantly, I think he gets a chance to work with Hugh Jackson and get a sense of what that relationship, what that partnership could possibly be. We know that Jimmy Haslam, the owner, has said that Hugh Jackson, that they plan to bring him back for next year. But I think the thing to keep an eye on, guys, is do any veteran experienced head coaches break free over the next few days on Black Monday or even a couple days after that? And I think that is going to be your signal as to whether John Dorsey wants to bring somebody else in or does he just wait it out perhaps for a year before he brings his own guy. I think that the difficulty is the fact that the Browns likely will take a quarterback, and you'd like to start the quarterback and the coach on the same timeline.
Yeah, Phil, Jensen Lewis here with you, and I think that kind of leads us to our next point. And with UCLA playing last night, Josh Rosen not playing, still in the concussion protocol, not cleared to play. We've seen this story before. We've seen this act where Eli Manning did not want to play for a team that might have drafted him number one overall. He ends up ending up with the Giants. Josh Rosen has come out and said he might be a little weary of being selected by the Browns. He wants to play in New York. As a GM, I'm going to put myself in John Dorsey's shoes. You've got to take the best player available at number one because there's going to end up being a team out there, if indeed Josh Rosen isn't your guy, that is going to trade for him because you're going to have that additional pick. If you're in that chair right now, do you feel the same way, or do you say, you know what, if Sam Darnold's my guy, then I don't care. I've got to go out and get him first.
Yeah, I think the good news for the Browns is the fact that no one really is going to be able to dictate or determine who they take, number one. That's their choice. Nobody can jump in front of them. There's no trades that can be made unless they opt to move out of the choice, which I don't think they would do that. So I think absolutely you take the best player overall. The thing that's interesting is I don't think that it's clear-cut by any stretch of the imagination that Josh Rosen is the number one overall choice. You mentioned Sam Darnold from USC. We saw Josh Allen from Wyoming last Friday play perhaps at least his best half where, you know, he's got the size, the arm strength. He's played in the elements at Wyoming without all of the assets around him like players typically have at a Power 5 program. So I think it's very much up in the air as to who the number one quarterback is going to be in this class.
Yeah, we've seen Joe Flacco, Carson Wentz come from, you know, those lower schools. Not a lot of big-time exposure there. They've done well. Phil, we'll get you out of here on this. Everybody looking forward to Friday night. Buckeyes, Trojans, Cotton Bowl. Handicap it for us here. Buckeyes coming in with a 7.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I think, again, when you're talking about these non-playoff bowl games, it's always about motivation. We know that USC and Ohio State are both conference champions. This is a traditional, historical type of matchup, so I think there'll be plenty of motivation on both sides. I think another key in any of these kinds of games where you have a long layoff, turnovers and tackling. And of course, with Sam Darnold at USC, he did have problems turning the football over and then tackling in space in this modern era of college football probably ends up determining who wins this game.
We appreciate your time this morning, Phil Savage. Again, look forward to talking to you again real soon, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay, guys, Happy New Year, and maybe we'll wrap it up one more time before we start talking about the draft next Wednesday.
outstanding. News Radio, WTAM 1100.